Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, and maybe Taiwan soon, if you need a playbook, Noble Gold says allocate gold now and avoid the frenzied panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects. And right now, get a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin when you open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments today. Shield your savings with Noble Gold Investments. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Hey, everybody, why is the House recessing again for 3 weeks? Straight pride, a lawyer comes on to talk about a new lawsuit being filed. And then LeBron James, the brat, refuses to stand for the national anthem. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA and take out your podcast app and make sure you're subscribed to The Charlie Kirk Show and get your friends to do the same. And come to amfest.com this Saturday, Phoenix Invention Center, December 16, 17, 18, 19. Tucker Carlson, Patrick Bet, David, Candace Owens, Glenn Beck, Rob Schneider, Roseanne Barr, Tulsi Gabbard, Ted Cruz, Dennis Prager, Ali B. Stuckey, Jonathan Isaac, Tim Pool, who will be doing his show live, James O'Keefe, Riley Gaines, Ben Carson, Michael Anton, Jason Whitlock, Gad Saad, Brandon Tatum, Seth Dillon, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, Yanmi Park, Michael Seifert, James Lindsay, Christian Collins, John Amanchukwu, John Benzinger, Rob McCoy, Len Munsell, Eric Metaxas, Calvin Robinson. And for Turning Point Action, we have Vivek Ramaswamy, Steve Bannon, Kerry Lake, Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, Josh Hawley, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Corey Mills, Mike Lindell, and Alina Hava. And our concerts, Big and Rich, Low Cash, and Raylan. Amfest.com, promo code Charlie for a special discount. Promo code Charlie, Amfest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. This is a historian. It's MSNBC guest. They are trying to make it so that people can rationalize and justify cheating in the micro. Maybe a ballot here, a ballot there, you know, a signature there, submit to there. Play cut 67.
And so it's not only the immense bureaucracy that Donald Trump, it's keeping people in positions of power, which actually is such a great lesson for us in democracy, how important the people who occupy certain spaces are in preserving our democracy. And I'll also add one thing to the Hitler analogy. It wasn't just the American media. The German media never took him seriously. They were like, oh, he's kind of a joke. If you go back and look at it, oh, he's kind of a joke. He'll be okay. We have this system in place. There's no worries about it. And then in the aftermath, where he was elected, he was legitimately elected.
And so for, you know, someone who thinks, oh, my goodness, Trump is Hitler, they hear that from a quote-unquote historian, and then they have 30 days to do their part. They have 30 days to scramble at the University of Arizona in Tucson and find every errant ballot. They have 30 days to go fill in ballots for family members that might not care. And we did this to ourselves because we as conservatives and Republicans, and I'm looking at you, Brian Kemp, and Doug Ducey, and all of these battleground state Republicans that allowed the mass COVID hysteria to translate into mail-in balloting. And so then this is why what we are doing at Turning Point Action. We are left with very few options. We can say, it's a bunch of nonsense. It shouldn't be that way. We do need to sunset mass mail-in balloting in this country. It is bad for representative government, but we have to win to do that. And that's the great tension here. What they call democracy is really a big game that is a means to an oligarchy. It's a means to an oligarchy. And this is exactly why we are hiring hundreds of ballot chasers. We're the only organization that is doing this at scale. Might be a little bit here or a little bit there. Hundreds of full-time ballot chasers. We have now raised over $10 million towards this project. Praise God. It's not enough, but we're getting there. And thank you to the donors that have stepped up. You know who you are. And by April, unlike all these other groups, wait till you'll see. We're going to do a whole show on it. April, we're going to have hundreds of full-time people. Maybe at least 100, maybe 200. I'll get the exact number. And we're going to show you a picture and say, hey, that's where your money goes. Right there. Unlike all the RNC, oh, you know, this, that, flowers and all this. Well, yeah, where are your hundreds of people? Boom, ballot chasers. We have to unfortunately use the system that is here. A lot of people don't like that. It's the way it is. Okay, two stories I want to get to here. The first of which, they all kind of tie together, okay? Hunter Biden is defying a congressional subpoena and did not show up for testimony today. So, Mike Johnson, explain to me why the House is going into recess this week. Why, at the very least, do Republicans say, okay, Democrats, you want to go home? We are going to work through Christmas. I'm sorry. The Turning Point team is getting 3 hours of sleep a night this week, and they got 2 hours of sleep a night last week putting on a world-class fundraising event. What the heck are you guys doing, House Republicans? Work through the weekend. Everyone goes home and they get a nice vacation. Just so you know, today we fact-checked it. This is the last week of work for the House of Representatives. I think it is incomprehensible. There is so much work to be done. There are subpoenas to issue. There are obviously budget cuts to have. The House of Representatives, the Republican House of Representatives, in the next day or two, we don't know when they're going to gavel out. They're about to take a 3.5 week vacation. And they're going to cut. You're trying to tell me they're going to come back January 9th, ready to cut spending by January 15th? So Hunter Biden defies this congressional subpoena. House Republicans should say, no Christmas break, no New Year's break. You already took a Thanksgiving break, guys, for 2 weeks, and you've done nothing. Are you going to hold Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress? Yes, I know it goes to Merrick Garland, and it probably won't go anywhere, but maybe it will. At the very least, get it done. Steve Bannon is facing federal prison because of quote-unquote contempt of Congress, which is ridiculous. He had presidential immunity. Peter Navarro, they put in leg irons because of the exact same thing, senior advisor to the president, presidential immunity. So Hunter Biden comes out today. Again, I just want to emphasize it because I'm going to get this. I'm going to really lean in on this Hunter thing. And Hunter Biden is one of the most despicable people. And if we had a sane country, Hunter Biden would receive the death penalty, period. I don't say that lightly. He's a bad person. Hunter Biden, Gitmo. He's a traitor. He's a scumbag. He's a liar. He's a manipulator. He sold out his country. He's the worst of the worst. He is vermin. Okay? He's more than a bagman. Some people say he's just a bagman. No. He's dumb, but he's more than a bagman. And I'm going to show it to you the best I can. But I just want to kind of close it on this. House Republicans, what are you doing? Speaker Johnson, you got to explain yourself here, man. I know this. Let me just tell you what's going to happen. We're going to host AmFest Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I'm going to get on average 3.5 to 4 hours a night of sleep. Again, it's not about me, but I'm just giving an example, okay? And you know what I'm going to do the day after AmFest? I'm coming into work. Hello? What is this? We got a country to save. Congress, what are you doing? You guys are a joke. I have no respect for you guys. None. I find most of you repulsive. Oh, we need another 3 week break after a 2 week break? Oh, you know, because I need to go home and cash in all the lobbyist dinners and get, you know, drunk on champagne Christmas dinners. You guys are repulsive. Repulsive. Why are you not working through Christmas? We have a lot to do. We got impeachment inquiry to do. We have cross-examination of Merrick Garland. How are you guys going to go do that back when you go to Wichita or Bozeman, Montana? Great places. That's fine. Work through Christmas. We got spending cuts. You guys already did the latter CR. We got FISA 702 to do. What is this all about, guys? And I'm, by the way, I'm always open to this. Blake is great. He always challenges whatever opinion we have, and we try to strengthen our argument. I love disagreement. If anybody in the audience, anybody, can give me a rational, well-defended, you know, non-red herring argument of exactly why Republicans need another 3.5 weeks off before January 9th, email me freedom@charliekirk.com. I am open to know this. But we have 702 FISA, a 12-year extension. 12-year extension. We got that go-go dancer who calls himself the prime minister of Ukraine, Zelensky, coming and begging more money with the turtle. We have a border that is completely and totally wide open. We have an FBI that is indecipherable from the Gestapo and the Red Guard and the Praetorian Guard. They just go after the political dissidents. Like, it's just completely and totally out of control, okay? We're borrowing $2 trillion a year. We got this crackhead traitor who should get the death penalty, Hunter Biden, running around grandstanding and defying congressional subhenas. By the way, this is just off the top of my head, okay? Not to mention we got the weaponization of the FBI against school boards. I mean, this is just, you know, the IRS, 40,000 new IRS agents. And I'm supposed to believe, you know, yeah, we need another Christmas break. Get out of the way, as Alex Jones would say. Get out. The country is collapsing. You're trying to tell me that you guys can't put in the work? You guys are lazy. Lazy. I texted this to Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't want to say everything she said. God bless her. But I said this. I said, this is a waste of time. What are you doing in D.C.? Honestly, I wouldn't be able to put up with this. And I said some other things as well. I just, this idea that you need another 3.5 week vacation. Again, email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Speaker Johnson might not have power. But you know what this power Speaker Johnson does have? He has the power to keep people working. At least turn it into some sort of a sweat lodge. Like, set the agenda. Close the doors. Could you imagine when we were writing the United States Constitution in 1787? They said, you know, let's go take another 3 week vacation. If the founding fathers had the work ethic of these degenerates in D.C., we wouldn't have a country. Okay. So Hunter Biden, it defied a congressional subpoena. Illegal. Should be held in contempt of Congress. And is going around trying to start this mass sympathy campaign. He's a really degenerate scumbag. He's the worst of the worst. Okay, let's play cut 58.
Let me state as clearly as I can. My father was not financially involved in my business. Not as a practicing lawyer. Not as a board member of Burisma. Not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman. Not in my investments at home nor abroad. And certainly not as an artist.
I have here the Hunter Biden Marco Polo report. I encourage all of you to check it out. Hey, everybody. I want to introduce you to Artillery Tea Company. Artillery Tea is the premium tea for freedom-loving patriots. I love tea. I drink green tea almost all day, I could tell you. By the way, the health benefits of tea are amazing, especially green tea. Helps you lose weight. It's actually better for you than caffeine. I've been trying not to drink too much coffee. It's not going great, but tea is a great substitute. Their tea is whole leaf for a more full-bodied flavor. Plus, you can brew each bag twice, which gives you about 30 cups per tin. It's a great deal. They got all the flavors you want. Earl Grey, peach, apricot, green tea, chamomile, and many others. I'm a big tea guy, and you should be too. Here's the best part. Portions of all sales is donated to veteran and first responders. Visit artilleryteaco.com. That is artilleryteaco.com and support these guys. Not only do they make the best teas on the market, but you're also supporting veterans and first responders through every purchase. So check it out now. artilleryteaco.com. Check it out right now. All right, everybody. Play cut 59.
They displayed naked photos of me during an oversight hearing. And they have taken the light of my dad's love, the light of my dad's love for me, and presented it as darkness. They have no shame.
Later that day, Hunter ratcheted up the stakes. Hallie, quote, was dropping the kids off and going to see Joe at the lake if Joe allowed her, Hallie, to make one accusation. About Hunter, then Hunter would, quote, never step foot in Delaware again. Evidently, Hallie was telling people that Hunter was getting off sexually with her daughter and that he posed a danger sexually to Natalie. Oh, it continues. Text message after text message. Remember, this entire report was because of Hunter Biden abandoning his laptop. Very strange family here, one after the other, detailing the diary. And by the way, there's page after page after page of sex-related crimes that are so graphic that you would not be able to show them on television. Hunter says, oh, they showed me naked images of me. Or how about the influence peddling? By the way, there's 35 pages on drug-related crimes here. The sex-related stuff is so, he is beyond a degenerate. And then the business-related crimes. Marco Polo report, detailing Devin Archer, Tony Bobulinski, selling out the country for cash. Joe Biden, Hunter was involved in the conspiracy. Based on the indisputable paper trail, Hunter would not have been able to use the now infamous family phrase that his uncle Jimmy spouted off with Bobulinski. Emails, flows of capital, backdating financial documents, business documents. It's all right here. It is not, it's beyond the smoking gun. This is the entire indictment through and through. Report on the Biden laptop. Hunter Biden says, well, I'm just a victim in this entire thing. Play cut 57.
For 6 years, MAGA Republicans, including members of the House committees who are in a closed-door session right now, have impugned my character, invaded my privacy, attacked my wife, my children, my family, and my friends. They have ridiculed my struggle with addiction. They have belittled my recovery. And they have tried to dehumanize me, all to embarrass and damage my father.
No, you're the one that does the dehumanizing, Hunter. Someone should ask him about his relationship with his younger family members. Why are they so afraid to be alone with him? That's not my presupposition. By the way, your addiction? Like, how many hookers did you employ here? There's at least 50 pages of hookers, of you taking pictures. And by the way, they're mad and they say that Hunter didn't pay me. Hunter didn't pay me. Does drugs with the hookers, taking pictures with them, live streaming them. And stop this whole that I'm an addict thing as if the heroin fell out of the sky and that you had nothing to do with it. You are nothing more than a traitor to the country that hides behind people's soft spot for addiction to try and not be held accountable. You are a proxy and a bad man, a bag man for your father's criminal business empire. You know it and we all know it. And you sold out our country for cash. There's stuff that is so graphic here involving his young family members that I don't even know if it's appropriate to read it on air. But you guys could check it out. Marco Polo Report. He hates it when you actually read this. And we're supposed to believe that Hunter Biden is the victim in all of this. You guys can check it out and make up your mind. If he's not held accountable and Joe Biden is not held accountable, we already know where justice is in this country. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. If you think you know how dark and depraved this family is, you have no idea. You need to like go to mass or church after you read this and get... This family has been channeling and owning unclean spirits from the pit of hell when you see this, unapologetically. They are perfect representatives of the regime. Okay, Kirk fans, I need you to stop and pay attention to this. If you deal with exhaustion, brain fog, mood swings, or food cravings, if you're constantly getting sick or simply lack the zeal you used to have in life, then I have some news for you. While back, I found a liquid supplement called Strong Cell, and it changed my health in a very profound way. I take it every single day. Look, I knew I had to partner with them. I did the research, and you guys can fact check on me. You guys can fact check me. Google and look up online what happens when you mix NADH with CoQ10 and marine collagen and combined with many other essential vitamins to boost your body's cellular function. It's simple. Every area of your body has cells, so if your cells are healthier, then you will also be healthier. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to one of these testimonials. After taking Strong Cell for 6 weeks, I found improvement in many areas, less shoulder pain, improved mental clarity, increased natural energy, and so much more. I'm thankful that Charlie Kirk recommended this to his listeners. Rebecca says, I absolutely love Strong Cell. At first, I didn't think it would make much of a difference for my chronic fatigue, depression, and anxiety, but I thought I'd give it a chance. I've tried to find depression meds for 10 years, and since you used Strong Cell, I'm feeling better than I ever have on depression medication. Customer for life. Thank you, Charlie Kirk, for recommending this product. Dr. Mark Ahern said, quote, amazing product has helped my patients, myself, tremendously. My energy feels like I'm in my 20s again. I love this product. It's Strong Cell. You guys can look up the science, NADH. NAD is the life force that rebuilds your mitochondria. So there it is. You've heard from me directly and some of the users who have seen their lives changed by Strong Cell. I personally recommend taking it every day for at least 30 days. I take it every day before I go on the air, and it's helped me in more ways than I can even name. Go to strongcell.com and learn more for yourself. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use discount code Charlie at checkout to get your special 20% discount for Kirk listeners. Each of our bodies is very different, so I would recommend you give the supplement at least 2 to 3 months to see the changes in your body. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie, or you can call 888-596-0155 to order over the phone. That is 888-596-0155, or visit strongcell.com/Charlie. And don't forget to use Charlie discount at checkout to get 20% off your order. You guys have got to check it out right now. NADH with collagen, that combination is amazing. It promotes longevity. It helps with immune system, mental clarity. So check it out right now. It's called 888-596-0155 or check out strongcell.com/Charlie. Really fascinating story here. Can't wait to get into it. Mike Yoder is a lawyer, and he is going to be coming to AmericaFest, by the way, amfest.com. Super smart guy, really impressive. And Mike Yoder is in the midst of a lawsuit around a straight pride flag. I'm going to let him walk us through the details. Mike, welcome to the program. Your reputation is excellent. People love the work that you do, and welcome to the program. Mike, tell us about this lawsuit.
Well, thanks for having me on, Charlie. And mainly, I, you know, first and foremost, just want to emphasize before getting into the substance of this that I don't think either side of the political aisle is at any level saying that we don't value equality. And if we want to have equality in schools, we should start by just displaying the American flag, since that's the only one that actually represents all of us. However, because of the pervasive push for these pride flags in schools, and because of them being by definition exclusive of cisgender people, who that just simply means that you are the way that you came out of the womb and you still identify as the same, straight people or Caucasian people. So if you're going to fight for equality, which they are not doing, and I'll get into that later, they need to have representation of everyone in the schools. So that's where the straight pride flag came up as an idea, where in no way are we arguing that these flags should be taken down. We're not arguing anything but us having the equal opportunity to put a flag next to the pride flags, because as a federally funded school or public schools throughout this country, you're obligated to comply with federal anti-discrimination laws, which includes laws regarding viewpoint discrimination, which violates the First Amendment based on the government expressing their view and suppressing any view that does not align with theirs.
So you have this great packet talking about a Title IX overview, if my Roman numerals are correct. No person in the United States shall, on the basis of sex, be excluded from participation and be denied the benefits or be subjected to discrimination. And so you argue all public school districts are covered by Title IX, and the straight pride flag falls under that. Even the left-wing media that is covering your legal challenge says that you're probably going to succeed. So now talk about the specific in Colorado.
So in Denver public schools, they have a policy that actually goes so far as to vest a right in its students, teachers, and staff for the ability to hang a progress pride flag in their classrooms. However, if they were to want to hang a straight pride flag or any other flag, the school, quote unquote, the school does not allow for other flags. That is as textbook as it gets in terms of viewpoint discrimination. My client has been asking to hang a flag. He has gone through every channel possible. He has done everything that he could to keep this within the Denver public school system by asking respectfully, by asking politely, repeatedly explaining that this is not to take down a pride flag. This is not to censor that. This is not to silence this speech. It's more than welcome. He has no issue with it. We just want him to be able to have the representation for his twin children in the third grade, who are straight, Caucasian, cisgender individuals. And the school has abjectly refused, even after receiving notice of all the obligations under federal law, to refrain from engaging in viewpoint discrimination. And once it gets to that point, that's when we filed suit. And because of the intentional nature of it, that's why we're going for punitive damages, because they know that they're discriminating. They know the law. They know their obligations, and they simply don't care because they put their policy above the constitutional rights of these kids.
So, I mean, and it seems as if you guys are on your way to winning, right? This is Denver Public Schools, very, very pro-LGBT. And you're saying, but shouldn't all speech be protected? How has this been received? Are they saying that this is a hate symbol or whatever nonsense that they do?
They actually haven't. They've just called for it to be taken down. There's a change.org petition circulating for whatever reason. I can unequivocally let anyone who has signed that petition know that there is no circumstance under which I will drop this lawsuit until we get an injunction and we protect the rights of all students in that district. And what has happened has been a cultural shift where it's really gone from a focus of prioritizing the constitutional rights and the equal protection clause. And they've transformed this and they've morphed it into an argument about equity, which equity is nowhere in the Constitution to be found. The Constitution guarantees all Americans equality, and that's the equality of opportunity, whereas equity is the equality of outcome, and that's absolutely antithetical to the principles upon which this nation was founded. That's where the problem lies. That's where the problem remains, and it's veiled under trying to convict or trying to make decisions in America based on the court of public opinion, because they prioritize that now over the court of law when the law does not apply in a way that they see favorable.
So a spokesperson for the LGBT Colorado sent the following statement: a pride flag is not meant to be exclusive. It is designed to be inclusive. It is meant to draw attention and humanity to people who historically have been considered illegal, ostracized, excluded, and for far too long quiet victims of discrimination and violence. A straight pride flag responds to us versus them, wherein a pride flag lifts up all of us, dynamic that recognizes the too often quiet and quieted LGBTQ community. Okay, if anyone thinks that the LGBT community is quiet lately, they're insane. Your reaction to that?
My reaction is, first, how can you be in an environment where it's an us versus them mentality if we're already included to begin with? Like, by definition, your statement is intrinsically inconsistent and contradictory, because if we were already included in the pride flag, then it would not be us versus them. It would be, why are you getting additional protections in addition to those you already have? If it's an us versus them, by definition, we're not included. So you're contradicting yourself within the own statement. And secondly, if they want to talk about a history and looking back at our nation's history, I think it's fair to say that we have a lot of stains on our nation's history long term. I mean, look at the Korematsu case, where we had the internment of Japanese Americans during World War II. You have Brown versus Board, which was finally able to reverse Plessy versus Ferguson with desegregating schools. We have a lot of cases throughout the 60s and 70s that deal with race and those type of systemic problems that are outdated. These kids in schools were not part of the suffrage that occurred then. And the other thing about this is that, what about present day violence? And when I say violence, I don't mean just like your feelings get hurt or you don't like something that's, you're told that you can't use a litter box in the high school women's bathroom because you identify as a cat. That's not violence. Violence is the 12-year-old girl in Oregon who had the daylights knocked out of her by a boy in the middle of a hallway, who I also represent, because of allegations of transphobia, which are absolutely meritless. This girl was beat up by a boy. So if we're talking about violence, there's present day actual violence being committed. You had the Tennessee shooter with the manifesto that specifically targeted straight white people. And that's where I have a line that needs to be drawn in the sand, because you can't just continue to spew a narrative when there's no factual basis to support it, especially one that's inherently contradictory.
So the question then is, do you hope more lawsuits like this are filed across the country, more challenges using Title IX to try to increase freedom of speech and representation?
Well, I actually filed this under the First Amendment because it provides a higher level of protection, since it's a fundamental right. It reaches the highest constitutional muster possible with strict scrutiny. In that packet that I laid out, it goes through various forms, you know, such as Title IX. It goes into viewpoint discrimination. It goes into equal protection. But overall, the goal of this is that, because it's federal law, the way that this breaks down is that if you get one parent in a school district, it could be any school within the district. In Denver, for example, there's 205 schools. If you have one parent file suit and you get an injunction against a district-wide policy, that's 205 schools that this one parent is able to save, that this one parent is able to protect and help ensure that there is not this bias within schools. And also, we obviously know the degradation of which way this snowballs into the sexually explicit content that kids are being exposed to as a result of these flags. But without going further into that realm, parents across the country can do this because it takes one per district, and with federal law, it's not triggered on a variation of a state-by-state basis. Viewpoint discrimination under the First Amendment, the structure that we have it laid out with this lawsuit. I mean, I've even gone, you know, we have flags. I have the packets printed out. We have, you know, I'm doing everything I can to get these in the hands of parents that are willing to take these on. And if it's in a state I'm licensed in, my firm will file these lawsuits. I have other lawyers across the country. And, you know, with you guys doing such a phenomenal job on college campuses, it also applies to, you know, colleges, public funded or federally funded public universities. This could really be a game changer nationwide because you don't have to change the formula. It's very straightforward for every single school. And we could duplicate that and make that really take over the entirety of this and rein in what's been going on with the LGBTQ movement getting preferential treatment over any other students. So, yes, that is the ultimate goal is, you know, you have one parent per district. And then in federal courts like the District of Colorado, that one case, if we get the injunction, that's going to set precedent within the district court for, you know, the District of Colorado. I have something that I can rely on as a, you know, precedent to cite in the next case I file in a different Colorado school district. You do that all over the country, and it's very structured where it could just really put the brakes on it and halt all of this going on in schools for good.
Mike Yoder, great work. See you at AmFest. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Charlie.
Christmas and big family feasts are upon us, but in Washington, there's no bigger turkey than Senate Bill 1339. 1339 is Bernie's latest attempt to sneak in a backdoor takeover of more of our health care. It'll handcuff the pharmacy benefit managers who are currently saving millions of Americans an average of $1,040 a year. Bernie is hoping that thousands of your fellow Americans already going to lowermydrugprices.com to stand up against S1339 that you'll be too busy making holiday plans or getting ready for a year-end vacation. Don't let this happen. I'm urging you to keep up the pressure against the passage of S1339 by going to lowermydrugprices.com. The Council for Citizens Against Government Waste says if you don't want a socialized system that takes away your personal health care choices, increases cost, and makes you wait longer to see the doctor that is chosen by the government, go today, right now, to lowermydrugprices.com to stop the Senate from passing the Sanders bill. Remember, we have the momentum, but we need your help today. Portions of this program of the Charlie Kirk Show are brought to you in part by the Council for Citizens Against Government Waste. LeBron James shows up at a basketball game and refuses to stand for the national anthem. He walks into the stadium while the national anthem is playing and sits down. It wasn't like some sort of protest, which was all silly and nonsensical. LeBron James just takes a seat. LeBron James is a 38-year-old brat. LeBron James, of course, will not apologize. He will not show any sort of contrition. LeBron James will never be Jordan. Never, of course, he'll never be Jordan on the court. He's a choke artist. He's lost more finals than he's won. And his kind of swan song with the LA Lakers is kind of an open joke. And the NBA is not what it used to be. Jordan never lost a final, for the record. But LeBron will also never have the character of Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan refused to ever be political. He was asked to weigh in on political matters. He said, you know, Republicans buy shoes too. It was his famous quote. But Jordan, the Jordan James kind of comparison is always silly to me. It's not even in the same continent. And don't forget that LeBron faked a graffiti hate attack on his house and it was brushed under the rug. Here's LeBron James in front of the cameras talking about his mother country, China. Play cut 75.
We all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech. But at times, there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and only you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't believe, I don't want to get into a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke. And so many people could have been harmed. Not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that, too.
Last question, please.
So when I see the Lakers logo, I can't help but contrast him with someone who was a good person. He didn't always act the best, but he was in the pursuit of greatness, and that's Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant went to mass nearly every single day. Kobe Bryant had that alleged rape controversy. I think a lot of that was blown out of the water. Kobe Bryant did his best to be a family man. Kobe Bryant would never kneel for the national anthem. Kobe Bryant would never sit for the national anthem. Kobe Bryant and the terrible helicopter crash that happened near Thousand Oaks was one of the great, and killed his daughter too, was one of the great tragedies. LeBron James is a self-interested, narcissistic, and we know he's not very smart. He does these press conferences where he thinks he's making sense, spiritually and freedom of speech. But he's a product of his time. What would you expect from LeBron James? It's cool to insult America. It's cool to sell yourself out to China. You know what's in vogue right now in America? Slow motion suicide. LeBron James thinks that's awesome. He would never do that to China, the people who pay his bills. LeBron James, if his dear leader Xi Jinping walked in, he'd say, "Aye, aye, sir, what can I do?" But LeBron James is just another example of what modernity gets you. Which, in his case, is someone who happens to have some talent, obviously playing basketball, not as good as Jordan, not very bright, not wise, not somebody of good character, but is a blowhard. He'll never have to apologize. He'll never have to admit failure. And of course, everyone knows that LeBron James chronically cheats on his wife. Obviously, he's an NBA player. Savannah James should be asked about that. Hey, how do you feel about your husband like cheating on you all the time? But that's just how the NBA works. The whole thing is an open marriage. He's immoral in almost everything he does. He shouldn't be lifted up, but I don't think most Americans do. He would obviously stand for the China national anthem, and he can't even show a modicum of respect for the country that has given him everything. The question is, what has LeBron James given this country? Not very much, except for being a 38-year-old brat, self-interested and unpatriotic. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon Recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting. Because life's too short for a bad hire.